Full Report, Section 4, Estimated Administrative Costs. Subsection on DHHS's Estimated Administrative Costs. OPEGA identified all substantial activities performed by DHHS staff and other state agency offices that support the delivery of outpatient services and estimated the cost of each function. Table 4 in the printed report describes the primary administrative activities of each unit. Our work in estimating the administrative costs associated with children's outpatient services included review of the department's cost allocation plan, also known as the CAP. The plan allocates costs to federal programs, determining how much DHHS can bill the federal government for its share of costs. We noted that the CAP did not include the department's rate-setting unit that performs work related to outpatient services and is, therefore, eligible for federal matching. This omission results in less federal matching dollars, but should be remedied by actions being taken by the DHHS Service Center. Recommendation 4 in the recommendation section of this report has additional discussion. OPEGA also reviewed output data for a number of DHHS offices and finally estimated that the total cost associated with all DHHS administrative functions was about $1.4 million for fiscal year 2008. This includes approximately $1.1 million of the department's own internal costs, the vast majority of which stem from the Office of Main Care Services, Provider Relations, and Processing of Claims through the MESM system. DHHS administrative costs also include approximately $370,000 from its contract with APS Healthcare, as described next. Subsection, the ASO's role and estimated administrative costs. APS Healthcare is contracted to be Maine's administrative service organization. APS is licensed as a medical utilization review company in Maine and performs the utilization management functions of eligibility verification, prior authorization, utilization review, and retrospective review for a number of both adult and children's behavioral health services. Only two of their services, registration and utilization review, are relevant to children's outpatient mental health services. When a child receives outpatient services, the provider must register that child through APS to be eligible to be paid by MaineCare. The registration process is different than a prior approval process or pre-registration process in that it may be done after the child has already received some services. However, the provider cannot receive payment for those services until the registration is complete, either through APS's web-based system or through a paper form faxed to APS. When the child is registered for outpatient services, they are assigned an authorization number, good for 6 months of service or 8 hours of therapy, whichever comes first. A utilization review, also known as a continued stay request, must occur if more than the initial 8 hours of therapy are required or if the treatment extends beyond 6 months. Utilization review requires providers to submit information about the child and treatment plan and to request authorization to provide additional treatment. The reviews are intended to increase coordination of services, encourage communication among different providers for the same client, and encourage providers to provide only the level of service needed. APS is expected to review each request within 24 hours of receipt. The request may be approved, modified, or denied, although APS reports that denials are rare. APS estimates that registration and utilization review for children's outpatient services represent a significant share of their work. OPEGA analyzed output data provided by the company and confirmed that approximately 10.2% of their annual activity is related to children's outpatient. This 10.2% represents about $370,000 of the total $3.6 million encumbered on the contract in fiscal year 2008. We would estimate the costs associated with children's outpatient to be approximately $500,000 for fiscal year 2009 when APS's contract increases to $5 million. subsection on outpatient providers' administrative costs and drivers. Outpatient children's mental health services are currently paid via a standard reimbursement rate that disregards the actual administrative costs of providers and may, in fact, determine how much providers can afford to spend on these types of costs. We have used assumptions built into DHHS's cost-based rate calculation for indirect and direct costs to estimate the total amount of fiscal year 2008 administrative costs for outpatient providers. Table 5 in the printed report shows the detail of the department's cost-based rate calculation for outpatient services in 2007. That calculation includes an allowance for indirect costs that equals 25% of direct costs and results in a rate per hour of $76.09. The consulting firm Deloitte Consulting LLP was contracted by DHHS in the fall of 2008 to assess the reasonableness of MaineCare reimbursement rates for all behavioral health services for both children and adults. OPEGA avoided duplicating the work Deloitte was hired to perform, but did review their results and noted that they supported the reasonableness of the department's original cost-based rate calculation for children's outpatient services. We did not participate in their effort or in their meetings with providers, so we cannot evaluate the validity of their work or the extent to which they considered providers' input about actual costs providers were experiencing. Table 6 in the printed report details how OPEGA estimated providers' administrative costs for fiscal year 2008 using the allowance for indirect costs that was built into the department's original calculation. That allowance for 25% of direct costs represents actually 20% of providers' total costs. Based on this, we estimated that providers' administrative costs in fiscal year 2008 were $3,391,468. The fact that the fiscal year 2008 reimbursement rate for providers was capped at $88.08, and that this rate exceeds the department's cost-based rate of $76.09 by a significant amount, means that some providers were reimbursed for costs exceeding the assumptions that were used in our estimate. If providers used the dollars represented by the difference in those rates to cover indirect costs, then actual administrative costs are higher than what we have estimated. Conversely, if the majority of providers have had direct costs higher than what is included in the department's cost-based assumptions, then administrative costs may be lower than what we have estimated. We note that the current standard rate being paid to mental health clinics is $84 per hour, so the potential degree of variance in provider administrative costs that are being covered in the standard rate remains. The 12 providers surveyed by OPEGA reported a number of administrative burdens specific to requirements associated with providing children's outpatient to MaineCare members. The majority of the burdens reported were related to the ASO, but the following additional burdens were noted. Increased costs associated with not receiving payment of claims in a timely manner, licensing requirements and data collection that seem duplicative or that require submittal of duplicative data to multiple entities, and changes to MaineCare requirements that mean providers are constantly asking administrative and technical staff to update data submission forms, codes, and processes. The providers almost unanimously described the reporting required by APS as an administrative burden that consumes significant resources, although a few noted that APS reporting requirements have been amended to make them somewhat less burdensome. Most still noted concerns in the following areas. First, APS requires multiple pages of data be reported as part of a utilization review, consuming significant staff resources for providers. The reports must be completed outside of session and so are not on billable time, and require information that can often not be completed by an administrative employee and must be prepared by a clinician. Second, they reported that there seems to be an increase in the need for repeated billing of claims since APS initiated care management efforts. This is a hardship for providers because it delays their receipt of funds, but it also consumes resources in researching the reason for claim rejection and then resubmitting the claim. Providers have observed the issue often seems to be that authorization was granted by APS, but somehow not communicated to DHHS to allow payment. Lastly, some providers felt that the frequency with which utilization reviews must be done is what creates the administrative burden for outpatient services. They described quality assurance procedures used by private insurers that are far less frequent and onerous, and wondered whether APS is taking their quality assurance efforts too far, to the point where they do not yield enough value to justify the imposition on scarce resources. A number of providers suggested that these issues, and some of those not related to APS, could be resolved with a more streamlined statewide electronic medical record system that would allow every provider to access and submit information on main care patients. Providers suggested that if all provider entities and all DHHS offices had access, then the duplication of reporting would be eliminated and communication and coordination about members' care would be improved. Those surveyed also indicated that DHHS has taken valuable steps in the past to identify administrative burdens on providers, such as the Administrative Burden Reduction Working Group authorized by Public Law 2007, Chapter 240, Part AAAA. OPEGA shared the provider perspectives we obtained with DHHS. The department acknowledged that a utilization review effort like that being performed by APS is requiring more of providers than they have had to do in the past.